And this morning, we're going to hear from Emma, and she is reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom, Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Emma McClinch. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report for Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. We watched from our classroom window on Wednesday as the very strong gusty winds moved a plastic garbage bag along 6th Avenue. The wind made the bag move back and forth and up and down like a robot vacuum cleaner. It was so windy that day that Silver Lake had white caps and waves crashing to shore, and that almost never happens. The river ice has frozen solid north of town and no snow covering it, but the river froze in a way that makes for bumpy skating, although some people are giving it a try. We are seeing pine grosbeaks at our bird feeders, but not goldfinches this week. Lexi reports that a black bear crossed the highway by the Joy Global plant on Friday, and Jojana saw one on the edge of the woods at Net Lake last Saturday. It was such a cold walk on the way to school that last Wednesday that Cersei's fingers froze in the claws, and then she couldn't straighten them until she put them on the classroom heater. I saw a buck with spiked antlers in my field. Also, Sunday night, I heard my dog go yip, 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 and an owl hooted back at him. Nathan reports seeing two rainbows on either side of the sun before the weather turned cold earlier last week. Mason reports that a black ash swamp near his house flooded and froze solid, and now he is able to skate through and around the trees, and that is a cool thing to do. That is our report for this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. That was great. And the observations in there are fantastic. I'm especially taken by the Mason's report of the black ash swamp that flooded and he can skate amongst the trees. I've got ice on Crooked Lake and I've been skating there for the last couple of days and it's gone. The water is high and the ice is completely covering a lot of flooded ground, and you can skate up in amongst the cattails. Yesterday, I skated almost all the way up to a beaver house. It's just amazing out there. And the ice is a little bumpy, but it's got no snow on it, and it is gorgeous. And I'm sitting here looking out the window at a full moon that would be shining down on any lake you would want to go to this morning and get a skate in. So grab your skates and go throw some spray with scrape up some ice spray while you get ready for school this morning. It would be a wonderful experience, I can assure you.